Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So when I think of spring and summer, I think bumblebees, those big, fuzzy, heavy bees.
Like you can see some of them are the size of a grape toward the end of summer.
Yeah. And they're, you know, they'll land on a flower and the whole flower kind of goes, meow, because
yes.
They're so heavy.
Yep. I love those.
I do too. And so thinking about bumblebees, I stumbled on this research by Sridhar Ravi of the UNSW Canberra University. He was watching bumblebees flying through the flowers and was kind of surprised with how well they maneuvered between the plants. I mean, they're mm-hmm. such big bees.
Mm-hmm. They are.
They seem clumsy in this complicated environment. And he, Ravi, is an engineer. And he was thinking, how does something with such a small brain manage this kind of sophistication?
Ooh, that's a very insightful question.
Right? And he works with drones. And so thinking about robotics and small robots flying in space, mm-hmm. he decided he wanted to do this study. So they built a bumblebee colony inside their offices. Of course.
Yeah.
And there was a tunnel that the bumblebees took to leave the building and go outside to forage. And they put a little gate. It's just like they cut a U section in a piece of, it looked like foam core, mm-hmm. that they would slide into that tunnel. And there's a video and you can see the bumblebee. And when the gap in the gate is as wide or wider than the bee's wings, she flies straight through. You know, you see her mm-hmm. kind of look at the hole for just a second and then meow, she goes through and goes outside.
Mm-hmm.
But what was really cool is when they made that gate narrower so that they couldn't just go straight through. Their wings would hit the sides and they can't, you know, they don't want to do that. You see the bee approach the gate and then she kind of angles from side to side and she's checking out the hole. I don't know. Is it big enough? Is it not big enough? And then she turns sideways and it's like she drifts, meow, flying almost sideways through the gate.
She like Top Guns it through?
She totally did.
In a very graceful, placid way, but seriously, like she's yeah. cruising through the canyons.
I mean, it's clear from the video there's some sort of assessment going on.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a person turning sideways to go through a really narrow gap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge thing to understand where your body is and how big it is.
Yes.
So we still don't really know how they know with their teeny tiny brains. The next step in the research is to figure out how bumblebees understand their size and use mm-hmm. that to help design drones to fly and make less clumsy robots.
Wow, that is pretty remarkable because let's be honest, my spatial reasoning is not as good as the bumblebee sometimes.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking of like when I'm walking around the kitchen and you hit your hand on a counter or you think, oh, I can get through there and you can't.
Yes.
No, they've got it down.
It's very interesting. And that is when you think of how would you program that for a drone? That is so complicated. The up, down, side to side. So to work that into brain work, it's complicated.
I'll have in the show notes the video and watching her kind of assess the hole, moving to one side, moving to the other. It's just fascinating. It's adorable, but it's also science. And that's just super cool.
I love it. My other hypothesis, since you asked, I know you're interested.
Yes.
Is they're buzzing. Maybe the buzzing is like little bee sonar.
Tiny bee echolocation.
These are my completely unfounded, unscientific theories.
But you know what? That's the cool thing about theories. You make a hypothesis and then you test. You need to get some bumblebees and put a hive in your house.
I was thinking about that hive in their office. And like if somebody didn't do a great job of tacking down some sort of netting over vents and things. Good times. I love it. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.